朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，我们现在回来，我们来看这个最智慧的抉择。
Let's come back and look at the wisest choice.
他整个人生价值观的改变。
The transformation of the values that he has for this life.
请大家特别注意到，在第七节到第八节里面。
I'd like you to set your attention on verse 7 and verse 8.
在这短短的经文里面有好几个对比。
And there are a lot of contrasts in these verses.
我们特别把它放成今天的背诵经文。
And I made these our memorization verse for this week.
第一个对比讲到先前和现在。
And the first contrast is what was before and what it is now.
换句话说，那边有一个 delta 哈，有一个对比。
And here there's a contrast, there's a change.
我先前是这样，我现在是这样。
I used to be like this, but now I'm like this.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们人生的改变。
It talks about the change, the transformation of life.
第二个对比。
And the second contrast.
就是万事跟基督的对比。
And the contrast between all things and Christ.
整个宇宙中所有我们人生的事情，人生的遭遇。
This entire world, this everything that we encounter of all of our days.
另外的一件事情就是基督。
And the other thing is Christ.
在保罗的心中现在只有一件事情。
And in the heart of Paul, there is only one thing now.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
所以下个礼拜，不是下一次我们讲的时候，保罗说我只有一件事 ，one thing I do.
And next time as we preach, we're going to talk about the one thing that Paul is doing.
就是所有的事情，如果不跟基督发生关系，对保罗来说都是。
If everything that is in his life from this point on, if it has nothing to do with Christ, then it is meaningless.
所以第二个对比是讲到万事跟基督的对比。
And again, the second contrast has to do with everything, all things, and then in comparison to Christ.
那第三个对比是有益的跟有损的。
And the third comparison is the things that are lost to him and the things that are beneficial or gained to him.
跟基督有关的对保罗来说就是有益的。
And everything that's related to Christ are things that are gained to him or beneficial to him.
跟基督没关的对保罗来说就是有损的。
And anything that has nothing to do with Christ is considered something that would cost him a loss.
同样的，第四个对比讲到至宝跟粪土。
And the fourth comparison is the utmost price versus rubbish.
对保罗来说，得到基督是至宝。
And for Paul to lay hold of Christ is the utmost price.
没有基督的，不管它是什么事情。
If it has nothing, doesn't matter what it is. If it has nothing to do with Christ,
对保罗来说是粪土。
And for Paul, it is dung. It is rubbish.
在这里第五件事情我已经讲了几件，一件两件三件
四件，
有益的有损的，对。那第五件事情是讲到丢弃跟得着。
And the fifth comparison is the things that he's able to forsake versus the things that he has laid hold of.
他为了基督的缘故他丢弃他不要了。
For the sake of Christ, he cast away these things.
他为了要得着。
That he may lay hold of something else.
所以你看到没有，在价值观的改变上已经至少讲到五个对比。
And in these changing of his value system, there's already five different contrasts that are mentioned.
在第十节到十一节又讲到另外两个对比。
Verse 10 to verse 11 is another two comparisons.
一个讲到死，一个讲到复活。
One talks about death, the other one resurrection.
保罗要效法基督的死，他或者可以得以从死里复活。
Paul wants to conform to the death of Christ that he may attain to the resurrection in Jesus Christ.
最后一个。
And lastly,
讲到自满和竭力追求的对比。
One being perfected or satisfied versus one that is relentless in his pursuit.
保罗说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Paul says, I do not count that I have already perfected it or I have laid hold of it.
这是一个自满的人。
As someone who is already satisfied.
觉得我已经够了。
Thinking that I have enough.
我已经不错了。
I'm good enough.
所以自满。
And self-satisfaction.
表示他不是真的满。
It talks about that he's really not full.
我自己以为满了。
I think that I'm full.
所以自满其实常常是我们属灵长进我们在主面前蒙恩蒙福，或是被主继续使用的最大的难主。
Self-satisfaction is greatest hindrance in our growth and our being blessed by the Lord.
我觉得我已经不错了。
I feel that hey, I'm pretty good already.
我觉得我已经比很多人好了。
I'm better than a lot of people out there.
或是我们不好意思这么讲。
And maybe we won't say it it out loud.
我们用另外一种方式，我们觉得这个人这里不好，那里不好。
And we use a different way, and we complain and say this person is not good in this way, and that person is not good in that way.
当我们在这里说这个人不好，那里不好，那里不好的时候，那就是说到我们自满。
And when we complain about others that they're no good here, there, and there, we're essentially saying, "Hey, I'm satisfied with what I am."
所以自满是我们在主面前持续成长、持续蒙恩、持续被神使用最大的难处。
And this is, again, being self-satisfied is the greatest obstacle in the continual growth before the Lord.
小组也是这样哈。
And small groups are the same way.
千万不要认为说我们这个小组是比其他小组人都多。
Do not ever get to the mindset of thinking, hey, my small group is greater than numbers than the other small groups.
千万不要以为我们这个小组做的菜比其他小组都好吃。
Do not think that my dish is much better than all the other dishes.
你看昨天那么多人排我们的小组，别的摊位都空空的。
Look, there are so many people line up at our stand, and all the other stands are empty.
千万不要以为我们这个教会比别人好。
Do not ever think that our church is superior than other churches.
我们永远都要在主的面前谦卑。
And we are forever humble before our Lord and Savior.
保罗连这么多属灵的经历。
And Paul having so many spiritual experiences.
这么全备的恩赐在他身上。
Such fullness of the gifting from the Lord.
这么荣耀的启示和托付赐给了他。
Such a glorious revelation and commission that has been given to him.
我相信他对基督的经历和得着远超过许多的人。
And I trust the things that he laid hold of in Jesus Christ surpassed many, many people.
他还是说我不是以为自己已经得着。
But yet he says, I do not count myself having attained it.
所以你看到没有？今天我们的经文里面有七个很大的对比。
And so there's seven these great contrasts that we can see through the
word. 所以我很希望当我们听完信息的时候，我们至少从这七个里面找到一个让我们来开始改变。
And I certainly pray that after hearing this message, the seven that you heard, there's one that you can take and say, God changed my life.
甚至我们七个都应该改变的。
Certainly of all seven these areas we ought to be changed.
如果要再多加一个，就是我们前面讲的哈。
And if we were to add another one, is what we talked about already.
到底我是在靠着圣灵呢，还是靠着肉体夸口？
Am I living and boasting in the spirit, or am I living and boasting according to my flesh?
所以如果我们读圣经 in the spirit 跟 in the flesh 又是另外一个对比。
And in the scripture that we read, when we're in the spirit, whether we're in the flesh, that's another contrast.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗的很多的书信都把一个对比摆在我们面前。
And many of Paul's writing, he would bring this contrast before us.
到底我们要过怎样的生活？
You choose. What life will you live?
所以他在这里讲到价值观的改变。
So when he talks about the transformation of his values,
他讲到那些先前以为与我有益。
He said, those things that were gain, that were profitable to me,
我现在 in 着基督都当作有损的。
Now, because of Christ, I've counted them all as loss.
不但如此，我也把万事当作有损的，这都讲到价值观的改变。
And he says, indeed, I also counted all things loss.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个观念的东西，如果在我们里面没改变的话。
And brothers, I want to say that if this transformation of our mindset is not real in us,
没有一个这个整体的哈，或是脱胎换骨的改变。
If this transformation is not in its wholeness and completeness,
啊，我们当基督徒还是当得很辛苦的。
And we will still be live a very hard and strenuous Christian life.
因为我们还是随着环境、随着遭遇、随着自己的感觉在起起伏伏。
Because we are rising and falling according to our circumstances and how we feel.
我在这里特别说到人生价值观的改变。
And I particularly pointed to the fact that this is a transformation, but pertaining to the value system for this life.
不是只有一件事情我的改变而已。
Not just pertaining to one particular issue.
啊，例如说昨天晚上。
For example, last night.
啊，很多人不让孩子出去药堂，改成来教会了。
And a lot of people did not want their kids roaming around the streets asking for candy.
啊，很多人不。
They changed and come to church.
很多人不去参加 Halloween party.改成来教会。
A lot of people no longer go to Hallelujah parties. They come to church now.
感谢主，这件事情我们价值观改变了。
We thank the Lord that our mindset has been tuned and been changed on this issue.
但是这个还是 event， 只是一件事情。
But this is still only a single event.
保罗希望我们得到的改变，圣经希望我们的改变是整个观念的改变。
The transformation that Paul desires for us in our life and what Scripture talks about is a complete turning within our entire life mindset.
整个价值观念标准的改变。
And the goal and what we esteem.And what we value.
所以保罗说，他把万事都当作有损的。
And therefore, Paul says, I count it all things as lost.
如果这些事情不能叫我得到基督，所有的事情都是他宁可当把它看成粪土了。
If these things do not allow me to lay hold of Christ, then Paul says they are all rubbish.
但是如果跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
But if these things have something to do with Christ, then it is a great thing.
弟兄姊妹，这是价值观。
Brothers and sisters, again, this is a value system.
我们写了这边写了这么多年了，从教会建堂开始，这句话就在这里。
From the day that this building is erected, this phrase on the wall has been there.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
我们可以从一切的遭遇里面来得着基督。
And everything that we go through, we can lay hold of Christ.
我们可以从万有中来得着基督。
In all things, we can lay hold of Christ.
从每一天大大小小的经历里面来得着基督。
And what we experience, whether great or small, in each day, we can lay hold of Christ.
但是当我们可以这么做之前，我们的观念、价值观要先改变的。
But before we can do such a thing, our mindset has to change.
所以我们从前以为与我有益的。
What we think was profitable to us in time past.
现在因着基督当作有损的。
But because of Christ now, everything is lost.
像就是我们从前觉得吵架一定要赢。
And in time past, maybe we think I gotta win this argument.
不赢不舒服。
And if I don't win it, I just don't feel right.
因为那是与我有益的，我会舒服。
Because when I win, when I feel good, it's profitable to me.
那我能不能因为基督当作有损的？
But it, now, because of Christ, do you count that as loss?
从前我觉得我一定要加薪，我一定要升官，一定要当着Vice President 才可以。
And in time past, I think I need to go through promotions. I need to have a greater salary. I need to attain to the position of Vice Presidency.
我一定要拿 straight A， 我一定要拿到 PhD， 我才可以。
I must have straight A's on my report card. I must get to a PhD. Then that's a success for me.
我非要买个房子不可。
I gotta be able to purchase a house.
弟兄姊妹，不管那个 goal 是什么。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what that goal is.
我不是说我们不能有 goal.
I am not saying that we couldn't have these goals.
但是任何东西如果基督不在其中。
But I tell you, all of these goals, if Christ is not the in the midst of it.
或者任何的追求让我里面失去的平安，失去的基督，它通通不值得。
If any pursuit causes me to lose peace or to lose Christ, it's worthless.
或者我们觉得我们在侍奉上一定要有成果，一定要被受到重视，受到听到掌声，我们才服侍。因为什么？我们都要改变的。
Perhaps when we think that as I serve, I need to have results, I need to have accolades, I need to have praises from people, all these things they ought to change in our mindset.
这是价值观的改变。
Again, it's a change in the value system within our minds.
我听到一个老弟兄跟我们讲说，他认识一个弟兄。
An elderly brother once shared with me he knew a brother.
这是好几十年前的事。
Many years ago,
在大陆解放或是沦陷以前
in China before
随便你们怎么听啊
depends on whether you're from Taiwan or China. That's a transition in the government in China.
他说他 the politically correct.
Politically correct.
他在他那个城里面是第二有钱的人。
In his particular town, this brother was the second wealthiest.
他非常有钱。
He is very rich.
他每天晚上最享受的一件事情。
Every night, the one thing that he enjoys the most.
就是所有的店都关了以后，赚的钱回来，他睡觉前在那边算钱。
And when all the lights are off, and he comes home with everything that he has earned, he counts what he has made that day.
这是他每一天辛苦。最安慰他的时候
It's the one thing that comforts him most concerning all of his labor throughout the day.
但是他信了耶稣以后
And after coming to Christ,
主就改变他
The Lord changed him.
他后来自己做见证
And then he begins to testify.
非常感动人
And it moved a lot of people.
他平常在那里算，一面算就很得意，你看我又赚这么多钱
And as he was counting, he was very proud of himself. Well, look how much I've earned.
然后后来信了耶稣以后，主改变他
And after he came to faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus
他每天晚上在那里算
And he continues to count.
算到某一个点上，神说停。
And he counted a particular point. God said, "Stop."
够了，剩下的奉献给教会。
Okay, that's enough. The rest you haven't counted. That belongs to the church.
所以每一天晚上算。
So every night as he counts.
你不属灵的话，会有心脏病的。
And if you're you're not spiritual, it may actually give you a heart attack.
你不知道什么时候神说停了。
You don't know when God says stop.
有时候才要算主就说停，够了，你昨天的还没花完。
And maybe at just be, he begins to count, God says, okay, stop, don't even start. What you earned yesterday was enough for you.
啊，我们听起来很简单，弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的见证，不容易。
Friends, sister, we think this is something very easy, and we laugh through it. But this testimony is real. It's not easy for him.
什么东西可以让一个守财奴、一个爱钱的人被这样子转变？
What can transform someone who loves riches and wealth and to be changed in this degree?
如果不是因为他认识主，看见的基督，
it's not because he came to know Christ and he saw Christ.
他有更宝贵的 ，I would rather have Jesus. 我宁愿有耶稣。
Something much more precious that he would say within him, I'd rather have Jesus.
我有耶稣够了。
When I have Jesus, that's enough for me.
所以主改变了这个人。
Jesus changed this person.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个见证我听到的时候，我就很感动。
When I heard this testimony, I was very moved.
我听过很多人弟兄姊妹做的见证。
I heard a lot of brothers and sisters testify.
从前硬要争那个，非争到不可。
I want to win. I want to get this. I have to have it.
很多人为了争一口气，争到最后死掉了，最后一口气还没争到。
And they're relentless and wanting what they want to the point of death.And they actually did die, and they haven't gotten a hold of what they wanted.
但很多人被主改变了，再也不争了。
But a lot of people were changed by God. They no longer fight for those things.
或者就原谅了，就不再计较了。弟兄姊妹，我们这个人被带到宽广之地。
And they're willing to forgive. They don't care about it anymore. They were brought to a very broad place.
保罗不光是价值观的改变。
Paul not only changed in the way he valued life.
这里讲到他追求上的改变。
It talks about a different pursuit that he has.
他不光讲万事因着基督当作有损的，这是观念的。
And not only did he change in his mindset, counting all things as lost.
他接着说，我为他已经丢弃万事了。
And then he says, because of Christ, I have forsook, I've suffered the loss.
他有具体的行动的。
This is a very action that it can be seen in his life.
目的是为了要得着基督。
And the purpose of him forsaking these things is that he may lay hold of Christ.
请大家特别注意，不光是价值观的改变，或者行动上的改变，那个秘诀出路都在于因基督。为着基督的缘故。
And I want to tell you, the transformation of his mindset and the things that he begins to do has everything to do with because of Christ.
如果没有基督的话，
if it's not because of Christ,
那是苦行僧的思想。
And it's a self-infliction, the thought of self-infliction.
那是一个律法的要求。
It's a regulation, a requirement that is set upon a person.
那是让人被勉强的，常常不甘心的。
And oftentimes it becomes something that is forced upon an individual. He's not willing to do it willingly.
为基督的缘故的时候。
But yet when it is for Christ.
我们里面有力量。
There is a strength that comes with it.
我们里面会甘心，会觉得值得。
We are willing and we say it's worth it.
我为了主失去的这个值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I forsook this, it's worth it.
我为了主的缘故不再吵架了，值得。
And because of the Lord, I'm not going to argue anymore, it's worth it.
我为了主的缘故，我放弃了一个升迁的机会，一个 stop job, 值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I forsook an opportunity for me to rise, it's worth it.
我为了主的缘故放弃了一个不该有的感情，值得。
And for the sake of the Lord, I let go a relationship.Or a feeling, an emotion I have for someone that is worth it.
我为了主的缘故来教会里面做这个做那个，值得。
For the sake of the Lord, I come and serve in this capacity at church. It's worth it.
我们为了主的缘故，众人都在休息的时候，我们起来祷告，起来预备。我这个礼拜我要带查经，礼拜五带小组，值得。
For the sake of the Lord, when everyone is sleeping, I'm going to get up and prepare myself to better equip and better prepare for our Friday night study. It is worth it.
啊，别人都出去度假了，我们在这里 worship practice， 为了神家，值得。
And when everybody else is vacationing, we are here.Doing worship practice for the sake of God's house, it is worth it.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以自己去 apply 到我们生活的每一个阶层。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's worth it or not, we can apply it to every aspect of our lives.
有基督就值得。
When we have Christ, it's worth it.
没有基督，任何事情都是代价。
When we don't have Christ at the end goal, everything is a price for us to pay.
任何事情对我们里面都是为难。
And everything becomes.Difficulties for us.
但是当真的为了基督的时候，
But when it is truly for Christ,
再多的苦，再多的误会，再多的伤害，再多的代价，统统 值得。
No matter how difficult, how much the misunderstanding, how much we have to pay for it, it is worth it.
所以保罗在这里为了得到基督，他丢弃万事。
So Paul, for the sake of laying hold of Christ, he says, I'm willing to let go of all things.
保罗为着基督，他竭力的追求。
And Paul, because of Christ, he pursued diligently.
他不仅仅知道他已经得到了在基督里因信称义的地位。
He knows that he has this position of righteousness because he was justified because of Christ.
他知道救恩决定不止于这里。
And he knows salvation simply did not end here.
不是只是叫我仅止得救而已。
Not that I am merely saved.
不是叫我只是可以脱离审判而已。
But that I am merely just be able to be set free from the judgment to come.
这不过只是预备的工作而已。
These are all preparatory work.
所有的丰富在前面的。
All the fullness are the things to come.
就是要跟复活的基督发生关系的。
That I have a living relationship with the living Christ.
他是我的生命，他是我的替代。
He is my life. He replaces me.
他是我的彰显，他是我的一切。
He is who I magnify. He is my all.
所以保罗在这里说，我不仅仅得到了因信称义的地位。
So Paul says, not only am I justified and I am righteous before God.
好，我要更多的晓得基督，认识基督。
But I want to know Christ.
希腊文在原文里面用了一个特别的字，这个知道认识基督是讲到 knowing by experience。就是用经历的认识。
This knowing him in the original language speaks of a knowing through experience, experientially.
不是神学的分析，头脑的知道。
It's not an evaluation, an understanding of the mind.
是第一手的经历和认识产生的。
But firsthand, experientially, I know him because I've experienced
him. 所以我在基督里得以认识他，而且晓得他复活的大能。
Again, in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
更是主观上来经历基督复活的大能。
And subjectively, I may experience the magnificent power of his resurrection.
活着不再是我，是主。
And then for me to live, it's no longer I, but the Lord.
让我能够走从前走不下去的路。
And then I may walk in a path that I couldn't walk before.
让我去面对从前不敢面对的困难。
And then I can face the difficulties that I dare not face in time past.
让我有力量去胜过我原来胜不过的罪恶和试探。
That I have the power to overcome the temptation, the sins that I could not overcome.
让我能够去承接完成从前不可能完成的使命。
And that I may inherit a commission that I dare not commit myself to in time past.
这是复活的大能。
Because the power of the resurrection within me.
这个莫大的能力不是出于我，是出于主的。
To demonstrate that this magnificent power is not of myself, but of the Lord.
第三个是效法他的死。
And thirdly, to be conformed to his death.
Conformed to his death. 要效法他的死，和他一同受苦。
And that I may suffer with him.
目的是或者我也得以从死里复活。
That by any means.That I may attain to the resurrection.
就是让我在今生里面就可以来经历他的复活。
That in this life I may experience this resurrection.
有人用了这一节圣经来讲，人不是一次得救，永远得救。这不是我今天要讲的话题了。
And some people use this particular verse to say that people are not saved once and for all. That's not what I'm going to focus on today.
这里是讲到我们在今生就可以经历这个复活。
But this verse focused on the fact that in this life today we may experience this resurrection.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章十一节也讲到，我们若与基督一同死，必与基督一同复活。
And Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10 says that if we die with Christ, we shall also rise with him.
哥林多后书第四章第十节也讲到，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也可以显明在我们身上。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10 also talks about that we always carry about with us the death of Christ, that the fragrance of his resurrection.
当我们真的 conform to his death 的时候，他的复活要显出来。
And again, when we're truly conformed to the death of Christ, that his resurrection will be seen.
罗马书第六章第四节第五节讲到。受洗归入他的死。
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 and 5 talks about the fact that we've all been baptized into his death.
原是要叫我们与他一同埋葬，让我们一举一动能够有新生的样式。
That we are buried with him and that we should walk in the newness of his life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
所以他底下说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And then Paul says that if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, then certainly we also shall be united in the likeness of his resurrection.
怎么这些经文都太大了，我实在不甘心这样时间仓促的讲它，我留到下次讲。
These verses are so great, and I feel that I was so rushed this morning. We haven't really touched upon the essence of these words.
保罗真的看见那个伟大的基督。
Paul has seen how great, how magnificent Christ is.
改变了他整个价值观。
Has changed the way he looked at everything.
改变了他整个人生的追求。
Has changed his entire pursuit for his life.
而要真正有份于这个伟大的经历啊。
And again, to be partakers of this great experience.
秘诀在于我们必须要 conform to his death.
And the secret lies with the conformity of his death.
好让他的复活真在我们身上有力量。
That again, his resurrection truly is.Powerful in us.
死而复活不再是说说听听的事情。
And to die and to be raised up is no longer something hearsay for us.
应该是我们每一天的经历。
But it's something that we experience every single day.
在我们买会所的时候。
And the process of purchasing this property.
在公听第一次失败的，第一次没过的时候。
And the very first time when the hearing that it didn't come to pass.
那个主日我用哈巴狗书讲了三句话。
And that particular Sunday through the book of Habakkuk, I said these things.
我讲到要真实。要智慧，要勇敢 be true, be wise, be strong.
Amen.
今天保罗在这个腓立比书第三章这前面几节里面
In Philippians chapter 3 in these verses in the beginning
他讲到 be humble.
He says be humble.
Be wise.
Be wise.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
我们在主的面前要谦卑
We need to be humble before the Lord.
然后我们在主面前要 be wise, 要做最智慧的抉择和追求
We need to be wise to have the wisest pursuit and the wisest choices.
要在基督里 be aggressive.
And again, be aggressive in Christ.
要竭力的来得着基督
With all that you possess, pursue Christ.
太值得了
It's worth it.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得当我们读了保罗这一段这么宝贵的信息
Brother and sister, I don't know after having read this portion of message from Paul
讲了这么多不同的对比
He compared so many different things
我们是否愿意今天求主来改变我们的价值
Are you willing to have the Lord change your value, your mindset
能够改变我们的追求
To change the things that you pursue
让我们真愿意以得着基督为我们的至宝
That we may really treat having Christ as our utmost price
让我们整个的余生都愿意竭力的来追求认识他
That the remaining of our lives, we would diligently pursue him
是的早晨愿圣灵再将基督摆在我们面前
This morning we pray Holy Spirit once again set Christ before us
让我们整个的全心都被你所吸引而且快跑的来跟随你
That entire heart is captivated by you and we run quickly after you
在我们周遭万事万物都在改变
And yes, everything around us, they're all changing
但是耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变
Lord Jesus, you are the constant yesterday, today and forever
你永远是我们的生命你是我们心中的至宝
You are forever our life and our utmost price
主啊早晨是的你来得着我们这个人
Lord, this morning, come and lay hold of us.
不是偶然一次的暂时的得着我们
Not just once in a while and
而是你彻底的来得着我们
But lay hold of us completely, O Lord
让我们整个价值观被你来改变
Our value system are completely changed by you
让我们整个人生的态度我们追求都被改变
Our attitudes, our lives, they are all changed
我们真以基督得着基督为我们的至宝
That we would really treat having Christ as our utmost price
为着在座的每一个弟兄姊妹和朋友们我们都向你祷告
For all the brothers and sisters and all the friends who are sitting here this morning we pray to you
在每一个遭遇里面都让我们转眼来看耶稣
In everything that we encounter we would turn to look at Jesus
让我们都在乎有没有得着基督
That we all care about whether I got Jesus through this encountering
为着你的缘故任何的代价都是
And then for your sake, whatever the price, it would be worth it.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。